With me is a songwriter and frontman with years of experience in bands like Grand Street Criers and Flickerstick. His latest band was put together about 10 years ago, and you have heard them through the years here on Notably Tex, and they are set to release a new full-length album on Idol Records, which is titled Football Night in America. Joining Notably Texan today is the singer for the band Calhoun, Tim Locke. Tim, it is great to meet you, man.
Hey, nice to be here, and thanks for having me.
I wanted to ask you, man, where did you grow up in Texas, and have you ever really kind of been out this way? I talked to a lot of artists from Dallas who are like, man, I've never really headed out, you know, east on I-30 before, so.
I grew up in the Austin area, and I've been, like, in Fort Worth since 2000, lived in Dallas for a couple years. And I have been out this way. I think that I may have been on the show a long time ago, now that it's coming back to me. I think
really?
I might have done it with Brandon from Flickerstick.
If you had us on. Wow. Now, that is a possibility. My predecessor was a guy named Mark Chapman when Notably Texan first came to fruition. Mm-hmm. And I do recall, that is so, I did not look back into the archives that far. Flickerstick was one of the bands that we had in.
Tarantula came out on Idol, and I think that was 800,000 years ago.
Right.
So forgive me. But
you are absolutely right. I did not realize that. And we were in another location. So this, you know, you're thinking, gosh, I've never been here. But we were in another building.
That makes sense. Because I thought I was crazy for a second.
We were over by the lake on campus here. And mm-hmm. Yes, you did. That is so funny.
Damage.
I hadn't put that together. So, well, welcome back to KETR then.
Thank you.
I feared this was the first time, but it's really great to have you here, man. So tell me a little bit, if you will, Tim, about your kind of musical upbringing. Did your family expose you to a lot of music, or was it something that you found a love for on your own?
Sure. Not really. Sort of. Like, I think a lot of musicians will say, like, you know, my dad always played those old country records, you know,
yeah.
And that's what I grew up, you know, everyone says that. And my dad did play those country records, but I hated it.
Okay.
like, I despise that stuff. And so, like, I liked metal. I think that's what I started kind of cutting my teeth on, and then, like, new wave. And now that I'm old, I've come back to all the stuff that my dad did. Like, now that I am finally there, I love, you know, like, Hank Sr. and
yes.
George Jones and all that stuff. So, yeah, it didn't start off. Like, when he would play that kind of stuff, I violently rejected it.
You resisted, yes. I understand. No, I was kind of the same way, and I can't say that I've turned it all around. I remember growing up listening to all this kind of adult contemporary is what we'd call it these days, you know? I mean,
right.
the Anne Murray and all this stuff. I called it elevator music when
I love the Carpenters.
Yeah, I know, and I can appreciate this stuff a lot more now, but
yeah.
I think a lot of us tend to sort of resist what our parents listen to, but that's interesting, and I can definitely hear those influences in your music today. But isn't it funny how we change as we age, man?
It's, right. Yeah, I mean, then you find out your parents were right.
Yeah, you never want to admit it, but oh man. So when you're not doing the this whole music thing, I understand that you're kind of a rock star of a different sort in your dad role. Is that true? You spent
yeah. My wife still, like, when we had our first boy about 7 years ago. I just decided I had to stop traveling because we were in a position where I could, and she still travels a great deal for what she does. And I made the decision that I was going to raise or not raise him, but she probably wouldn't.
Right.
But I would be the one to stay home with him. And we have a little girl now too. And so I watch when I'm not playing or doing something like that, I am their mom.
The unsung heroes are the.
It has taught, yeah, it's taught me. I've apologized to my mom. I don't know how many times because I had no idea what this job entailed.
Tim Locke from Calhoun is my guest, and you're listening to Notably Texan on KETR. So let's talk a little bit about Calhoun. With any of my questions, just know, Tim, that this is a very informal thing. If you're like, man, this is a stupid question, I don't want to answer it, you can just roll your eyes at me. But first,
okay.
Is the band name a reference to anything? I know that sometimes when people ask questions like this, it's like, oh, not this again. But how did the band name Calhoun come up?
No, actually, I don't know where we were. I think I was playing with somebody else, and it was still a side project. And we saw, I think we were in Louisiana, like right about to cross the state line.
Okay.
And we just saw it on a sign, and like, that's a good band name, because
nice.
The best band names to me have zero meaning. The more meaning they have, I don't know, the less it just becomes harder and harder to get past, you know?
Yes.
So if it can be nebulous as possible, and we just like the way it sounded, and that's, I'm pretty sure it was like on 20, right about to cross into Texas.
Okay,
that's
interesting.
That's where we saw it, somewhere.
Nice. Well, you never know where the inspiration's going to come from for stuff like this. So I've seen that you were quoted describing Calhoun as a pop band with a pedal steel thrown in occasionally. This was, I think, a couple of years ago when you said that.
Mm-hmm. That was probably the incarnation a while ago. It's changed. And the guy that played on all our records is Colin Herring's dad, if you know Colin.
Okay.
Binroy. He's kind of retired. And we just kind of just did something different. You know, all our records have changed pretty much.
Yeah.
And I've always liked that. I've never understood people's anger about when bands, you know, change their sounds. You know, you get so mad. But for us, it's always just, it's the same guy. You're just putting, you know, you're dressing him differently.
Yeah.
So it's the song, you know, the songwriters are the same. It's been that way. We've had the same lineup for a long time now. And it's just, I like bands that are evolving and doing something different. I don't want to hear the same thing every time.
You've got to spice it up, man. I mean, otherwise.
I know it makes people, it drives people, just some people just, it drives them crazy and they hate it and it makes them angry and they're like, they disown, you know, a band when they change direction. So yeah, to make a long story stupid, the pedal steel is just kind of gone.
I totally get that, and that's kind of what I was interested to know. If you had to do the elevator pitch to somebody right now, I mean, would you still call it kind of a pop band with some other sounds thrown in?
Sure.
Or,
it's definitely pop, you know. It's indie pop, or, you know, we're just five middle-aged guys writing some mid-tempo rock songs.
You know, I mean,
that probably doesn't jump off the page.
I feel like you and I are probably around the same age. I'm 43. So, I mean, growing up, you know, there was this new thing several years ago that was alternative music, you know, and that used to mean something.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean so much anymore. There's not even an alternative format in Dallas. You know, they totally took away that whole station, you know,
right, recently.
So, you know, when I hear this stuff, that's what comes to my mind is the old school description of alternative,
you know, cool.
Stuff that, and I hope that's, you know, not offensive or anything.
No, not at all. That's a compliment, totally.
So, you know, it's kind of, to me, a throwback to what alternative music used to be. I don't even know that alternative exists anymore, but I like what you guys are doing, and that's what's important.
Awesome.
So.
Thank you very much.
So let's allow our listeners to kind of analyze this new single, New Improved Nightmare. And it's about time, because I was getting really tired of the old tired nightmare. So
yeah, you need to spice that up, too.
Any insight, anything you want to tell us about this song, New Improved Nightmare, before we listen to it?
I have lots of apocalyptic dreams with fire in them, and they're usually just me. And then I had one with a certain person that showed up in the dream alongside me, and that's how it started.
Wow. Is this one of those where you, like, got up the next morning and had to jot something down, or did it just sort of...
Yeah, just, well, the idea of it, like, the first line was, like, you're in my nightmares when I used to be all alone. That was the first line that I jotted down, and I just kind of, you know... wrote the little story from there.
I know a lot of songs are kind of born out of this. Literally, somebody has a dream and they wake up and have their journal near or their phone or whatever. I got to jot this down. You know, sometimes you just wake up with lyrics in your head.
Yeah, it's where the, I mean, it's cliche, but it's where the best stuff comes from. If it comes out of your subconscious, it's something good about that. I don't know, digging into that. And if you can get up and write it down before you forget it, it's really important.
You're in my nightmares when I used to be all alone. Well done. I've been caught inside predictable stairs at home, my own. Now I've been with you, sister, for half my life, and half our lines, all recorded lines. Your broke down signal, it's out tonight, but the bells are white and the glow is fine, and you a chainsaw.
Good example of what you can find on this this new record, which is coming out soon, right? Does it come out this week?
Tomorrow,
yeah. Awesome. So we're right on the heels of the release of the album, which is called Football Night in America. I'm about to ask you about that title, but I did want to give you an opportunity to kind of acknowledge the other members of the band that couldn't make it in today. And I know that, you know, you've got guys that are kind of spread out all over the place, so it's not always practical for everybody to just hop out here for a radio interview. But who else is in Calhoun with you?
Toby Pipes is the keyboard player.
And he's got a long history in music.
Yeah, he's been to the top of the mountain. So he's and he is a great songwriter in his own right. He's the keyboard player. Danny Bayless is our bass player and backup vocals, and Josh Hoover, drummer, and Jordan Roberts, guitar player and keys. And Jordan lives in San Francisco. Toby lives in College Station. Danny lives in Dallas. And Josh and I live in Fort Worth. So to get us together is, you know, there needs to be a reason.
Yeah, I understand that completely. Well, I mean, of course, you can work remotely these days thanks to the internet. But I mean, right. As far as getting together for...
The logistical planning that we have to do for this, to do this group. And this lineup has been intact for about 6 years, and just to do what we do, just to play a show, it's just, we must love each other.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, congrats on staying, you know, keeping the same lineup for that long, too. I know that sounds facetious, but I mean, really, it's hard to...
It's really hard.
I mean, when you've got all these creative minds, you stick them in a van for too long with one another for too many years, you know, they get at each other's throats, so...
Right.
That really is great that you've been able to keep it all together here, and... So, as I alluded to, I got to ask about the new album title, Football Night in America. Obviously, we're talking about a real American football here, none of that soccer stuff. So.
No, that's what the Sunday night football game is called, they title the show Football Night in America.
Okay.
And we just, I don't know. It's why we were writing the record, and we went away to like a little cabin in New Mexico and kind of holed up and wrote the record.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, we'd never done that. It'd always been pieced together, and we actually just started everything up from, you know, note one together. And we were just sitting around, you know, drinking a beer and watching it, and just, you know, I've always been fascinated with how bad or just lazy that title was, and I just thought it was hilarious that that's what they really called this thing.
Yes.
In front of, you know, millions and millions of viewers. They just landed on Football Night in America. And then the elections, you know, the record's been done for a year, and then the elections happened, and it just kind of seemed to fit. It just all kind of seemed to fall into place.
And this was something that was like literally on the TV on some of the nights when you guys were there working on this, right?
You know, it's just like
it was almost subliminally up there saying, "Hey, you know, you should use me as your title."
Yeah, exactly. I'm probably gonna regret it. In fact, I probably already do regret it, calling it Football Night in America,
no.
But we're sticking with it.
Oh, yeah, it's too late now.
It's printed.
Yeah, unless you're going to like hand scribble it out on all the albums. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's going to work. So do you know offhand where folks might be able to get a hold of this record? Because these days, you know, you can't find a record store anymore. So
yeah, and in Dallas, I know it'll be at Good Records, and you can go directly to the Idol website and order a vinyl if you want that. Or you can just go to... It'll be streaming. You can order, you know, for iTunes.
But I'm glad you pointed that out, that the vinyl is available on this.
Yes.
So that is awesome, man.
That's the one thing that we made. We didn't make anything else.
Okay. So no other physical, just the physical vinyl.
That's the only physical thing we
did. Nice. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And like the vinyl would come like with a digital download card.
Yeah, you know? Of course.
Everyone's doing that. So
that's cool. Is it just, I mean, not that black vinyl is boring or anything, but is it just traditional black vinyl or is it colored or anything?
For just this first run, yeah. It's just...
Okay. The traditional...
The good stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Keeping it real. We're talking to Tim from Calhoun here, Tim Locke. He came out from Fort Worth today, and we're talking about this new album, Football Night in America. We talked about this, but, you know, with the bandmates so spread out, as you were describing before, it really is kind of a logistical nightmare, if you will. I mean, you guys can't necessarily just say, hey, we need to get together and practice. You know, you've got to have all your ducks in a row before you head out on I assume you guys are going to be touring in support of this at some point, right?
A little bit, yeah. I don't, again, with the way that our lives are, I don't know what that means right now, but that's the plan.
Sure.
I would hope to be gotten and do some things. Like, we're playing a bunch of shows this week for the release.
Yes.
Danny and I are just going to open for Rhett from the 97s in Fort Worth on Saturday night.
Oh, nice.
And then Sunday, we're opening for The Fix.
Really?
At the Granada Theater in Dallas.
Oh, that's cool. That's got to be an honor,
The
man.
Fix. Yeah, I'm excited.
Right. Not just any Fix. We're talking about The Fix here.
Yeah, the new wave kid in me is like very excited to get to share a stage with him.
One of the artists you grew up listening to, no doubt.
Totally.
Yeah.
And then we're playing for the official vinyl release at a new club in Fort Worth called Mass, which is main at Southside. And then we're doing a So Far Sounds in Dallas on the 26th. And then that, just kind of things are filling in.
Yeah, I gotcha. And folks can probably go to a site of some sort to see all these dates, right?
Yes. The Facebook page is probably the best place to go to, and that's just Calhoun Band. And we had Twitter, and that's how you keep up with us.
So that's awesome. So if folks are interested in catching any of those shows, you can go seek out the details on those, and those are coming up soon. And looking forward to that album coming out, and we'll continue to play tracks from that here, of course.
Thank you.
It's amazing. We referred to this earlier, how life has this incredible way of kind of getting better as you age. You know, mm-hmm. I think if you're like me, people told me that in my 20s, and I was like, before the phrase even existed, I said that was fake news back then. So,
right.
But now I get it. I get it now that I'm in my 40s. But do you find that kind of making music is more enjoyable as you add decades to your tally?
Yeah, it is. When we talked about this too, as a group, like just the other night, just, you know, when you don't have that pressure on yourself anymore to, you know, to achieve a certain thing or get to a certain level, and you just find a group of guys that you can be with, and, you know, you're not constantly changing out members, because it's like the ambition is still there, but it's just different, and it's like not as fine of a, you know, God's magnifying, you know, destroying ant laser beam that it used to be, maybe. It's, you know, you just, I guess it's just mellowing. It's like anything else, you kind of know what you want, you know, especially if you kind of settle into a groove and you're like, the main reason we're doing this is we're trying to satisfy ourselves. That's a nice place to be in.
It is amazing to just kind of take this life journey. So I'm glad that we're sharing this part of the journey here together on KETR. I saw that you recently posted a music video for one of Calhoun's songs.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Music videos are something that, another thing we grew up with that don't exist so much anymore.
Right, right. I mean, not for the, you know, MTV is, that's, I don't think that they even...
I don't know what the M is anymore.
Yeah,
that, so.
It's just a bunch, it's reality shows now, which is fine. Jordan and a friend of his in San Francisco kind of wrote the story to the song. He played it for him, and then they shot the whole thing in 3 days in San Francisco. So that's
okay.
All San Francisco.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And what was the track again for the videos for?
Easy Glider.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And this is posted around if anybody wants to go look this up. Just look up Calhoun Easy. It's easy, as in the letters easy.
Right, easy.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and it's a really cool, artful video. It's not your traditional, you know, band performing on stage kind of video.
Awesome,
it more
thank
tells
you.
Tells a tale, and it's beautifully done, you know, very artful.
Thank you. The story was they were trying to... You know, the song is, a lot of the record just deals with isolation, and that song in particular, and I believe the guy that heard it was, his idea was just to try to film this guy that was basically alone, or he was alone in his mind for the entire almost 3 minutes of the song, and then open up on the wide shot, and then he's surrounded by people. They've always been there. He just is not paying attention.
Nice.
And
nice.
So it was really challenging for them to go around San Francisco for 3 days to try to keep other people out
of
the shot.
To get a shot when there's no other people. That's never easy.
It's especially in that city.
No
kidding. It's very hard.
So, Tim from Calhoun, you've got this happy home on Idol Records. I always like to give a shout out to Irv, who I hope is listening today. He is always very generous with us as far as lining up discussions with artists on Idol Records, and always hooks us up with the latest sounds. But Irv has this longstanding record of supporting Texas artists over there in Dallas.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, this is the second thing he's put out for us. He put Heavy Sugar in 2011.
Right.
And I've known Irv for a long time, and he has always been the biggest supporter and champion of bands in our area that I can remember. And he's put out some great records. I mean,
yeah,
if he doesn't like it, he doesn't put it out. So
that's good. Yeah,
that's
I mean, quality control is important. You
know,
you don't want to just crank out things that you don't believe in. So Tim was kind enough to bring his guitar, lugged it all the way out here from Fort Worth. So I'm glad you didn't get busted for, you know, transporting a guitar across county lines. So
is that a thing?
No, I don't think so. I've got you all paranoid now. Like, oh, man.
I've done that. I've broken lots of laws.
No, I think you're all good. So you would like to do a tune for us. Tell me what song you'd like to perform. And obviously, I always love to hear any insight if you have any. But if not, anyway, just tell me what tune you'd like to do.
This is the second track off the new record called Blinders On. This is a song, kind of what we were just talking about, of just being happy with what you have at this point.
I saw this old man, he looked like you. I shot him laser, he shot him too. So now you're standing where I was standing. What do you choose? I thought that only the captured ones would cry for mercy and beg for home. But with your freedom, there's no ceasefire. And what you don't need is what you don't want anymore. You was happier, but you remember days that are long gone. Crashing through the waves with blinders on.
Now we're just the slaves to our mistakes, screaming round the bend without the brakes. I heard your voice and it don't sound right.
Idol Records is putting that out, and you can find that wherever quality music is available. Idol Records, you can look them up and seek out bands like Calhoun that they're finally representing out of Dallas. And man, this has been a lot of fun, dude. You're quite a great interview, and I appreciate you spending some time with me today.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate you asking such fine, thoughtful questions. I really do.
Well, thank you so much for saying that, man. That means a lot, because I do, you know, take these interviews seriously, and I want you guys to come back and tell your music friends that it's worth the trip, you know,
totally.
to drive northeast to Dallas, come visit us out here. Just real quick, let's remind folks where they can kind of seek you and the band out. If somebody's just discovering Calhoun, they can find you online where?
Calhoun Band on our Facebook page, and then Calhoun Band on Twitter is the best place.
And as I said, I know Idol Records has some stuff posted, you know, where they can, you know, hear some samples of songs. And
I think we have a website, but I believe it's fallen into disrepair.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, I saw that it's being worked on right now, but no doubt that'll
be
back.
Fixing her up.
This has really been a treat. I want to play you out with an older song. This is going back a couple of years. Really sort of one of the introductions for me to the band Calhoun was the song Horse Feathers. Horses do not have feathers. I just want to clarify that.
That song, the backstory on that is, that was a pure exercise, and I just took a bunch of 1920s slang phrases.
Oh, really?
And connected them together and made it rhyme. That's the whole song.
That's awesome, man. I love it.
Horse feathers used to mean applesauce. Those are all just slang words for, you know, that word.
This is the squeaky clean KETR edit of this song, of course, here.
No, I won't. Feathers really means applesauce, so today we just call it all bush. I got heavy sugar sitting in the bank, little one. Thank the Lord you ain't never been pinched. I'm a cake eater, I don't punch the bag. You're a floor flushing in my baby bed. Horse feathers really means applesauce, so call it all good. I got heavy sugar sitting in the bank, little one. Thank the Lord you ain't never been pinched. I'm a cake eater, I don't punch the bag. You're a floor flusher, you my baby.
That song is called Horse Feathers by Calhoun. The new Calhoun record, Football Night in America, is now available. We'd like to thank Tim Locke for stopping by the KETR studios and to Irv from Idol Records for helping to facilitate this interview. I'm your host, Matt Menke, on Notably Texan. This is 88.9 KETR.